forgive for you for this act. That is why nowadays we see all the devotees, 60%, 40%, sometimes 100% they keep in their pockets and they, thus they go out from this life.
Another story that Srila Gurudev told was that in his youth, he was, he and another devotee were bringing some collection of foodstuffs, vegetables and other foods, back to the mutt. And they took a train to a station that was nearest to the mutt, but there was still 5 miles.
And he was establishing here, there in the whole world so many mutts, who will look after? Then he told, oh, Vinod Bihari will see and look after all mutts.
So we see that this was also in one way done, besides the mutts that he established in India, it was also done by his giving sannyas to our Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and sending him all over the world to establish the Gaudiya Mission. And our own Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada gave one lecture about Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj in October of 1968, when he received a letter from Srila Gurudev about the disappearance of Param Gurudev. He had just disappeared, and from India, Srila Gurudev sent our Prabhupada a letter about his disappearance. And so Prabhupada was in Seattle, Washington at that time, in America, west coast of America. And he gave a lecture how Param Gurudev, that his own Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, spoke through Param Gurudev to force him to take sannyas. And there's one verse that Prabhupada paraphrase, a verse by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his Dilap Kusmandali prayers, a particular prayer to Sanatana Goswami, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaya Rapayana Ma Manabhista Mandam Rupambuditam Paradukaduki
Sanatana
Sam Prabhamatriyam. So Prabhupada paraphrased this prayer. The meaning is that Sanatana Goswami forced me to be in a renounced position, to take the renounced order of life. Even though I was unwilling, he forced my mouth open and poured in the nectar of renunciation. And he is an ocean of mercy, and he is very compassionate for the sufferings of others. So I offer my dandavat pranams at his lotus feet. So our Srila Prabhupada paraphrased this prayer and made it as a prayer to Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, because he gave him sannyas, and in his, of course he's Nitya Siddha devotee, but in his Nara Lila, Srila Gurudev actually was the first to inspire Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas. And then he told Param Gurudev that he won't simply listen to me, but if you tell him, then he'll listen and take sannyas. So Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj also requested Prabhupada to take sannyas, and Prabhupada agreed. And then Srila Gurudev performed the fire yajna and made his danda and his sannyas cloth and gave him the sannyasi mantras. So Prabhupada was saying this mantra to Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, that my Guru Maharaj forced me to take the renounced order of life through this, my godbrother. And then he wrote a condolence card expressing bereavement and separation for Param Gurudev. And Prabhupada was telling the devotees in Seattle that now he is gone to Krishna Loka. And he had all of the disciples sign that condolence card, and he sent that back to Srila Gurudev in India.
See, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is how clever.
In a
that the boys of landlords, very educated, coming from so rich family, are here and serving Srila Saraswati Thakur is all service without any price. So he is making full all like this. And when our Gurudev controlled all, they all were changed. Oh, Saraswati Thakur is certainly a very high class of devotee. He changed the mood of all.
So also
for preaching center.
Yes.
On higher or anywhere.
Yes. That preaching that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta has
from the instruction among Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutaleshwara Bhakti Pradhyan Keshava. I'm telling her briefly in 2 minutes. Once I was in Mathura, I was like a president of that Mathura church, and there in the month of Kartik, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Jajavar Maharaj, Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj, all were assembled. So many learned sannyasis of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was there. And at that time, junior, a brahmachari named Hrishikesh Maharaj, and he asked to all in that meeting. I was also very new one, but attentively hearing all these things. He raised a question that I have heard about Jiva Swarup. So many things contradict this. Someone say that Jiva has no special Swarup. It is like white paper and as any association will be done, the same thing will come from that association and his swarup will be like that. No definite swarup of jiva. Some are told that no, there is some definite swarup of jiva. Jivera swarup hai nitya Krishna das. Krishnera tatastha sakti bheda bhed prakash. Jivera swarup hai nitya Krishna das. Jiv has a special kind of swarup of nitya Krishna das. If he is nitya das, then five of the any that should be certainly. Any of the five will be there. Otherwise, how he will be Nitya Das? There are five kinds of Das. Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vasalya and Madhu. Five kinds of Das. So any of the five must be the Jivasaru forever. His body will be like so. His all qualities will be. Any special rush will be, how he will serve Krishna. Everything should be there. Like in a seed, there is some potency of any special thing, from that seed, all cannot be done. Understand this?
Yeah.
You?
Yes.
So, we are in confusion. What to accept, what Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Jiva Goswami in our line has make any good Siddhanta, fixed Siddhanta for this or no. We are in confusion. So they were all discussing about this very powerfully. All were so learned You cannot imagine when the learned council of that kind of Vaishnavas like Pujyapa Siddhar Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, Desh Puri Maharaj,
Goswami Maharaj,
Goswami Maharaj also, Madhav Maharaj. At that time we are very little baby, naked like. We have no courage to sit among them, very far away. But I was so bold that I used to took some pankha. And he used to be there. And he used to give water supply and all the things, and I used to be there certainly. And to hear all this and note. After discussion, our Guru Maharaj gave so many good
arguments
that Jeev has a special sarup. We have not to go very far away. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned it in Sikshastak explanation of first slok and third slok, third nayam, fifth slok. What is the fifth slok? Kinkaram. Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. What is this? It may be kinkar, kinkari, anything, but of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also telling, and so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. As Krishna has a beautiful shape, Jeev has also. Whether he may be liberated or covered with Maya in this world. But there should be potency of all these things. That Jeev has a very beautiful shape, either in Dasya Sakha Vatsalya or Madhu. Even a gopi shape, very beautiful. And what is the special service of that Jeev? How old? What are the qualities? What is the color of his body? And especially all these things must be there in potency. Like seed, in seed there is potency of mango. If then mango will come. No other tree will come. If it is the seed of neem tree, banyan tree, plantain or anything, take hundreds of seeds and take it to on the side of Ganges and put it in that earth soil and give the same water, same air, same sun rays. But you will see that different kinds of plants will come out, different kinds of fruit will come, not at the same. But the association of water, sun, air and everything, soil, was same. But why they came so many separate things? So all the jivas have separate shape, attributes, qualities, serving mood and everything. So it will not be changed in any association. By association, the same thing will come. What he has in his seed. In his seed, that is in his swarup. We see that he are good. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this. Jiva Goswami has also pointed this. All acharyas have pointed like this. But we will have so intelligence that we can see all these things. Especially Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan has written all these things. He gave an example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wanted to change Murari Gupta and Sivas Pandit also, because he was of Narada of Vaikuntha. But they were not saints. Also Anupam, not saints. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami and his father and uncle, they were saints. So many lakhs and lakhs were saints, but they were not saints. Why? Because they were perfect in their swarup. Hanuman was Murari Gupta, so he will not change. Srinivas Acharya, always in the Narad, and he is out of Maya, he will not be changed. So those whose swarup are in these, they will be never changed. But those who have the same thing in the line of Braj Bhav or Gopi Bhav or any, in their association they will have this swarup. What is in their swarup? They will be Nirvana. Yashoda knows how Krishna loves gopis. Sakha knows, but they will not be changed. So our swarup is like that. And he gets so many arguments there, they all admitted it. So we should have fixed Siddhant that each jiva has its own shape, quality and service to Radha and Krishna. But if we go to Madhur Ras association, and if he is in Sakha Ras, he will be at Sakha Ras. He cannot be changed in that. And if anyone goes to Sakha Ras Guru, and but he is Madhur, then as Gop Kumar he will be not satisfied that. After reaching that, he will want more and more what is, and then he will proceed to another Gurudev, and he will last go to that point. So he gets so many arguments there. I have no time to tell all so liberately. I have gone to him, with him, in Mayapur at the Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And then he used to tell anything, and doing pranam to Prabhupada, uttering Prabhu, and never he used to weep so many things, and he was so inspired. All sattvic vikar used to come, we have seen. Then he used to do, not speak, but only with falling eyes, with tears, and used to tell. Sometimes he used to tell something that we have heard of Shankaracharya, we have heard of Ramani, Nimbarka, and all Atali. They are very great acharyas, very powerful. They preach everywhere, but by sword and money, and help of so many big kings and all other things. But Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, not even a rich person help was with him. But little boys, Brahmacharijan, sannyasis of very little age, about 16, 20, 21, 22, 23, but, and they used to take baksha, little pot, and taking it to railway station, in railway compartment, door to door, and telling the message of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And thus, in a very little time, short time, it has spread all over here, India. And after that, it went to all the villages and towns and cities of whole world. He never took any help from very big kings or anything. No sword, no nothing. only 1 paisa, 2 paisa, 3 paisa, nothing more. And how he preached? He began to make glories, glorifying Srila Prabhupada. Once, I went with him to the Pujya Siddhar Maharaj. Or Guru Maharaj, always, every year after Gaur Purnima, he used to go to Siddhar Maharaj to pay respect. The mutt you see of Siddhar Maharaj, Pujya Siddhar Maharaj, was in Gauriya Vedanta Samiti. Pujya Siddhar Maharaj told to our Guru Maharaj that, I don't want to preach here and there. I am becoming old. So please give that land to me and I will make a bhajan kuti there. And you should preach here and there. Boldly and strongly, because you are so much qualified. Guru Maharaj did it, transferred to him. And he used to preach, and after that he took sannyas from him. So we used to go each year after Gaur Purnima. Once I went there, and so many learned sannyasis of Srila Prabhupada, those were at that time alive, all meeting to Siddhar Maharaj Pujyapad. They are arguing each other so many things. Automatically a stream comes from their mouth without a stopping and not end, endless and so powerful. If anyone hears these pastimes of Krishna and Tattva, then at once they will cross the sima of border of this mortal, all these things, and they will go direct to Golok Vrindavan to Radha and Krishna. So I saw the very high class of council, Vaishnava council. So many learned persons there. And there were discussing so many things. A slope came that Krishna iti jasya garing tang manasadriyeta dikshastishita panati dikshapa bhajan tamisha. That how we should respect three kinds of Vaishnavas. This is the duty of Madhyam Adhikar. If Madhyam Adhikar comes, then we'll have to honor three Vaishnavas according to their qualifications. Srila Rupa Goswami is telling Uni Upadeshamritam, just agreeing Tang Mana Sadriyata. If he has told any time Krishna iti one time, then he should be treated and honored as a person. Dikshasti Cheta. And if he has received initiated, then with doing pranam and also by mind. And if he is not criticizing any Vaishnava, ninda di sunna, not making any offense, and he is above all having the Vaishnava qualities, and always absorbed in thinking pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always. He had no time to see who am I and who are anyone. Then these are first class of Vaishnava, Uttam Vaishnava. We should respect by anything. That is my prana bandhu, like this. And you should serve by your whole indriyas and every even given your head also. So this Hiyavaraj ji, yahi par ye prashn ut that question is what that dikshasti cheta. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that anyone who is taking Harinam and we should do pranam. And if diksha, then we should do pranam and honoring mind also. But Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has explained that dikshasti cheta, then manasadriyeta. Otherwise not. Then there is some difference in opinion. Understand? If any Vaishnava is taking Hari name, taking Harinam, but doing offenses and with so much anartha, Prabhupada is telling that we should not do. He is taking only Tila or Mala, but not taking Visiddhan. Oh. Then we should not honor him as a Vaishnava. Because by that we cannot
progress.
So if dikshasti cheta, then you should do. So there was an argument whether Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Prabhupada are correct. All were of different opinion. In the last, our Guru, he was so great and but some good argument he told in the last that I think that we have known Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we know Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all the authentic acharyas. We know Bhakti Vinod Thakur also. Only by Prabhupada. Prabhupada has known us all. And he has given out these eyes opened. So if Prabhupada, Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given all these things and he has glorified all, that who are they, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Rupa Goswami, then we should adopt what Prabhupada has written. Because Prabhupada has written this, he knows Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than us 100 times. So we should accept the theory and principles of Srila Prabhupada. Because he knows so much. We should not try to change even a letter of any word. What he has written, he has true to extent. So they should accept this. So all were astonished and they have taken this view that he is writing. He is telling right. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was undoubtedly Swarup Siddha Mahatma and the Bhakti Vinod Thakur of. So Prabhupada knows everyone and he has foretold it is. Bhakti Vinod Thakur can write so many things, but there should be any doubt that what is the meaning? No, there is some doubt. Two meanings can be done. But in the writing of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, no two meanings, only one meaning. Directly he is telling anything. So all them so much astonished and said they took that Siddhanta. Once Gurudev wrote in his Gaudiya Patrika the Siddhanta of Shankaracharya is only for lower schools, not for higher education Siddhanta. We only tell Shankar Siddhanta in Vipaksha,
opposite party,
to So only children, newcomers, that he is Siddhant, Advait Bhad, Kevala Advait Bhad, Nirvishesh Bhad, is Maya Bhad. Only for them. In other higher studies, Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, and all others. And more higher, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all others. So, hearing this, Empaka Mayavadi of any place, he was the principal of any college, he challenged that this is not right. Why you, Shankaracharya was so learned person in whole India and he preached Mayavad whole world, and you are writing, doing some offense in his lotus feet, and I am challenging that you should prove. Then Guru Maharaj wrote very powerful but late article in our Patrika.
Argumental.
And that time Swamiji wrote to Guru Maharaj that I